Well, as you're hearing this morning, Victoria will introduce new laws to unmask anonymous trolls who vilify others online, especially minors. The Premier, Jacinta Allen, says the new laws will be nation-leading.
Whether it's a young woman who's wearing a headscarf or a young boy who's wearing a skull cap, it's why we are going to make it easier for families to take these online platforms to court when they have found that they have caused hurt and harm to young children. These are important changes. These are Australian first changes, amongst the first in the world.
That's Jacinta Allen speaking yesterday. The Victorian government has left the door open to expanding the laws to include people over the age of 18. Lizzie O'Shea is a lawyer and chair of Digital Rights Watch and joins me now. Lizzie, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Sally.
If we get into the practical aspects first, how difficult is it to unmask an online troll?
Yeah, so I think it's an interesting proposal from the government. We don't have a huge amount of detail here, of course, because the laws haven't been drafted, but it does, I suppose, reflect some of the challenges about obtaining information about certain accounts. I mean, there are other contextual issues. So a lot of people also experience vilification and hate from accounts where people use their real names. So there's problems in terms of that already that exist. But there is, I suppose, some ways in which there can be friction. You know, these are very large companies. It can be hard to work out who to direct requests to. So having a way in which you can access certain information, provided there's a sufficient threshold for harm or for vilification, I think will offer an opportunity to get easier access to this kind of information.
Whose job is it to unmask in this kind of model? Is it the social media companies or is it the victim of the trolling?
Well, it's a good question. So the proposal put says that you'll be able to go to VCAT to seek this information. And I suppose what that means to me, at least, is that you'd have a channel where you could specifically apply to a company. A company has to respond to that request. Now, there are some potential problems practically with that. Part of it is that these companies sometimes, if it requires that they change their business model, you know, if they're forced to collect those kinds of information so that they can respond to those requests, they might not be prepared to do that. And that might make it a much more difficult law to implement. So it really depends on the detail, I think. It's really an announcement at this stage. And I can understand some of the justification because the difficulties speaking to these companies in this way, but there's a lot to go in terms of understanding how this proposal will work.
How easy is it to get this wrong if people are trying to unmask a troll and they actually end up doxing someone who hasn't done anything wrong at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is an important question, right? So how hate and vilification happens online is often much more complex than just one person hiding behind an anonymous account. It's often coordinated attacks from multiple different accounts. It might be somebody that is known to you already. So there's a lot of complexity here about how this might work. And that's why I think it's really important that threshold is at the right level. It can't be too low, right? People have a right to have an account and maybe they don't want to know who's running it for good reasons, right? They might have their own specific needs and their identity needs to be protected. So in those circumstances, you have to balance these things up and make sure the laws are working for the purpose that they're intended and make sure that, you know, that all other opportunities have been exhausted before, say, anonymity is removed.
The Allen government in Victoria is putting forward this proposal as nation-leading laws and/or the first in the world. Is that an accurate description?
Oh, it's hard to know, really. I mean, there's a lot of laws around the world that deal with hate crimes and vilification laws and racially discriminatory language, for example. So it's not as though it's the case that people have free speech on social media platforms everywhere. Even in places like the United States, there's prohibitions on what you can say. So it's hard to say whether this is specifically something that is novel to Victoria. But, you know, understanding how these companies work and how you can set up channels for seeking and receiving information, I think understanding them as big bureaucracies that are hard to access, that's one way to think about this and making those processes easier. I mean, in that sense, it's possible it's world-leading, but I think there's lots of ways in which already people do get access to this kind of information for this purpose.
When you look at what's being put forward, how do you weigh up the positives and the concerns with this kind of model that Victoria is talking about?
Well, I think it is really important that people are able to go online and have a good experience. But what actually happens at the moment is that social media platforms prioritize hateful content, extremist content, and they promote that through their algorithm because it keeps people on the platform. And that's good for the platform, right? It allows them to advertise to those users. It allows them to better profile them for those users. So I think there's a real issue with how the business model works and how it promotes hateful content and extremist content. And that, I think, is the big challenge. How can we make sure we impose obligations on social media platforms that make these places constructive, that make them a nice place to be, but also good for our democracy? So while we can talk about individual users being badly behaved, I think there's a big part of the equation here which involves making sure social medias are stepping up to the task in making these spaces constructive in how they design them.
Lizzie, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.